A trans solidarity rally is set for Saturday in downtown Pittsfield. Berkshire Pride is organizing the rally. Ray Garnett of Berkshire Trans Group says it's a rare opportunity to come together.
When we meet in South County, it's quite small. I think I had one meeting with five people. People come in and out, so there's a lot more individual folks who have come, but they don't come at the same time. Up in Pittsfield, we've had as many as 12 folks.
Garnett says trans people are often isolated from friends, family, and the community.
So being visible is really pointing out to folks that, hey, we're already part of your communities. We're already here. And, it's just really nice to, a lot of times people don't recognize. They think, oh, I don't know anyone who's trans. And you probably do.
I don't know the exact number of trans people that live in Berkshire County, but I can say from organizing events and being out there and meeting the community that I have really seen that there is quite a large trans and gender nonconforming community in the Berkshires.
Kenneth Mercure is a co-chair of Berkshire Pride and a lifelong resident of the county.
It's one of those situations where people probably make assumptions that it's not a very large community, but it in fact is. It's simply that these people are living their lives and, going to work and going out to the movies and just, being themselves. And it's not always a situation where, people, that's the first thing that they're leading with when they meet you.
Berkshire Pride is holding a belated celebration of International Trans Day of Visibility, recognized annually on March 31st. Again, Mercure.
Trans visibility means a lot of things, but vitally, it's important for those that can't be vocal, that can't stand out, that can't express themselves openly, to see people that are doing that and to see the people that love and care about them standing with them.
Berkshire Pride is calling it a trans solidarity rally.
The first part of the event is a rally. We're going to do a standout at Park Square in Pittsfield. And it's the community coming together to stand with trans and gender nonconforming community members to show their support and their love. And then that's from 4 to 5. And then from 5 to 6, we're going to transition over to St. Stephen's Episcopal Church, where we're going to have social and networking time and some cookies, coffee, and tea.
Garnett says the community gathering is a change of pace for many people who struggle to fit in because of their identity.
The everyday thing is just the assumption of gender all the time, everywhere. I don't know. That's the simplest answer. There are more complicated answers that are about accessing health care and accessing other services get more complicated, and things about assuming that you'll have a birth certificate that matches your driver's license when in sex, and all sorts of different issues can pop up.
When you're looking at the Berkshires as a whole, what we're really looking at is a patchwork of communities, some that are more liberal than others.
Mercure.
So I would say, is it like a trans acceptance paradise here in the Berkshires? No. Are there communities where, trans people are living openly and honestly to their friends and neighbors and are able to just be themselves? Yes, of course. But it really depends, down to where you're living in the county and how you're, and even where you live within a certain part of a city here.
Trans people face discrimination and threats of violence at disproportionate rates, even more so for trans women of color. In January, Krista Steele Nudesleen, a transgender community advocate in North Adams, was murdered. For Garnett, the goals of the rally are simple.
Just to have a space for everyone's best intentions for how our community can be and how we can support each other and do that, loudly and visibly and, have a home for everyone.
There's more about Berkshire Pride at WAMC.org. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landis.